The Allied invasion of Western Europe, was it happening or not? That's our focus on this week's broadcast of Echoes of a Century. I'm King David Mackenzie.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast. The German news agency Transocean said today in a broadcast that the Allied invasion had begun. I repeat, the German news agency Transocean said today in a broadcast that the Allied invasion had begun. There was no Allied confirmation. The German broadcast could be one which Allied leaders have expected would be made with the purpose of upsetting Patriot plans inside the conquered countries. This bulletin has come to you from the NBC newsroom in New York. We return you now to your regularly scheduled program.
What you've just heard was the first bulletin over the NBC network announcing what turned out to be the D-Day invasion of Nazi-occupied France. It was heard over the network at 1 a.m. Central War Time on the 6th of June, 1944. Many NBC affiliates, usually smaller stations in more sparsely populated areas of the eastern and midwestern United States, had signed off the air by that time. NBC itself would usually stop broadcasting by 2 o'clock Central War Time. But as we'll hear, the network kept right on with both regularly scheduled and filler programming through that night, as well as the next night. What we're about to hear will be the bits and pieces of news, bulletins, and filler music over NBC's flagship station, WEAF in New York, between 1 and 3 a.m. Central War Time that morning, with the Allied communique number 1 being broadcast at 2:32 a.m. Central War Time. These are the unedited transcriptions NBC made itself, often arranged by audio engineers at the last moment while the bulletins were already underway. Sometime after the end of the Second World War, they were donated by NBC to the Library of Congress in Washington, and in 1990 they were transferred to digital media and released to the general public commercially. Among the voices that we'll be hearing will be NBC's New York news anchor, Robert St. John, Washington news anchor, Richard Harkness, and commentator Morgan Beatty, and the Dean of News Commentators of the time, H.V. Kaltenborn. We will also hear, in a pool broadcast sent by shortwave from Allied military headquarters outside London, an unidentified Edward R. Murrow, marking one of the only times during his life that the CBS news icon was heard on an NBC broadcast. Very few people heard it at the time, with the hour being so relatively late on the East Coast. We go back now to just after 1 a.m. Central War Time over New York radio station WEAF. Those who were listening at the time were undoubtedly getting very anxious.
Invasion has begun. There is no Allied confirmation. The Associated Press recorded the broadcast which said the invasion had begun from the west and that the French port of Le Havre was being shelled. Le Havre lies 100 miles from the English port of Portsmouth and is 80 miles south of the English coastal town of New Haven. German naval forces off the coast are engaged in a battle with enemy landing craft, the broadcast said. The German news agency said the Allied invasion operations began with the landing of airborne troops in the area of the mouth of the Seine River. I repeat, however, that there is no Allied confirmation of this claim. We return you now to your regular scheduled broadcast.
Thank you.
one had been significantly damaged. One American plane was lost in this operation, and 36 Jap planes were shot down. This announcement came on the heels of a disclosure from Washington that our submarines have sunk 16 more Japanese cargo vessels. That's the score against the Japs. Now for the Germans. London says the British submarines have sunk 31 Nazi ships in the Mediterranean and Aegean. 5 of them were naval craft. 7 more were damaged. And on the debit side, as far as European operations are concerned, is the loss of a United States escort carrier in the North Atlantic. The Lady Flattop was the Rock Island and probably was sunk by Nazi bombers. There are no details, but the Navy says our casualties were light, and next of kin have been notified. The score again, 48 German and Japanese ships sunk, 10 have been damaged. 36 Jap planes destroyed. This against the loss of one American plane and one American escort carrier. Tired, bewildered Nazi legions are fleeing north of Rome tonight as victorious Allied troops continue their heavy assaults on the captured Italian capital. Just how far the Nazis will be smashed back at this time is not yet clear. However, observers predict that they ultimately will have to retire to a mountain line, 150 miles north of Rome. A recent broadcast says the Germans have abandoned the entire left bank of the Tiber River, from its mouth to Rome. Italian civilians crowded the streets today, cheering and applauding as Allied troops poured into the city. Some sidewalk cafes were strong, but most of the business places in Rome were closed. NBC reporter Ralph Howard said in the broadcast from Rome tonight that the Allies today brought in their first food to be distributed among the hungry populace, and added that more and more food and medical supplies will reach Rome daily. And now here's a bulletin that's just been handed me. As I said when I first went on the air a few minutes ago, the Associated Press says the Berlin radio broadcast tonight that the Allied invasion has begun, that our troops are landing at Le Havre, but there is still no Allied confirmation. This may be an enemy trick. There has been no Allied confirmation, I repeat. Now, on with the news. King Victor Emmanuel has turned over his royal powers to his son, Prince Umberto. The Italian king thus kept the promise he made several months ago when he said he would step down when Rome was liberated. President Roosevelt, using the language of golf, has declared that the liberation of Rome makes it one up with two to go. In other words, the Allied job now is to take Berlin and Tokyo. The president said in this connection that a tough struggle lies ahead. He declared that the Germans have suffered some heavy blows, but not enough to knock them out of the war. RAF heavy bombers have sought out tonight to keep the Allied aerial offensive going past its 19th hour. The night targets appear to be in France or the lowlands. Mosquito bombers at the same time have been reported raiding Germany. And the Russians have thrown back more German attacks in fierce fighting at Iasi in Romania. Red Airmen also have winged 75 miles southeast of Iasi to batter Nazi supply trains and equipment. The Germans sent their electrically controlled midget tanks into the Iasi battle, but failed to gain. And here at home tonight, the House tonight deferred until tomorrow a vote on a resolution to extend to June 7th, 1945, the time limit for courts martial of Admiral Husband Kimmel and General Walter Short. That's the news of the moment. This is the NBC Newsroom in New York. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Capital. The German radio claims this morning that the Allied invasion of Europe has begun. There is no confirmation as yet from London, Washington, or any other Allied source. And if I may, at this early hour in the morning, recapitulate the invasion news as it has been transmitted to the NBC newsroom here in Washington so far by the Associated Press. The first invasion bulletin came from London. Dated London, Tuesday, June 6. A broadcast of the German Transocean Agency said today, the invasion began in the first hours of this morning. That is the original bulletin received regarding the invasion. And may I interpolate here to say that the German Transocean Agency is the official German news agency and obviously a Nazi propaganda agent. The second bulletin, which was received here in Washington at 12:43 a.m. Eastern Wartime, says this. London, Tuesday, June 6th. The German radio said today that German warships are battling enemy landing ships at Le Havre. There is no confirmation from Allied sources. And then a later bulletin received says this. London, Tuesday, June 6th. The German news agency, Transocean, said today in a broadcast that the Allied invasion had begun. The German broadcast could be one which Allied leaders have expected would be made with the purpose of upsetting Patriot plans inside the conquered countries. Then add to that bulletin goes on, the Associated Press recorded the German Transocean broadcast, which said that the invasion had begun from the west and that the French port of Le Havre was being shelled. As you know, Le Havre lies 100 miles from the English port of Portsmouth and is 80 miles south of the English coastal town of New Haven. German naval forces off the coast are being engaged in a battle with enemy landing craft, which would be Allied landing craft, of course, since this is a German broadcast. This broadcast was recorded in London shortly after 6:30 o'clock. Tuesday morning, that is 12:30 a.m. Tuesday morning, Eastern Wartime, here in the United States. And the German agency said that Allied, quote, invasion operations, unquote, began with the landing of airborne troops in the area of the mouth of the Seine River in France. The Seine River empties into the Atlantic at Le Havre after winding northwestward through France from the capital at Paris. These reported landings, if true, could be an Allied feint of which Prime Minister Churchill had warned the Allied world to expect in advance of the main Allied invasion blows. The Germans have been predicting that the Allies would strike as soon as the Allied campaign in Italy showed good progress, as it has done with the liberation of Rome only yesterday. And as we know, the Allies have been battering the French Channel coast, of which Le Havre is a part, for months now as a prelude to the invasion. So far, ladies and gentlemen, all those bulletins which I have read to you come from the Associated Press from German Nazi sources. The only Allied statement we have at this hour in the morning says this. Washington. The War Department says it has no information on reports by the German radio that invasion operations have begun on the French Channel coast. May I repeat that statement? Washington. The War Department says it has no information on reports by the German radio that invasion operations have begun on the French Channel coast. Now, so far, as I pointed out, except that last bulletin from Washington, all this news is from Nazi sources. And this means, without doubt, one of three things. It may mean, first, that the Germans are merely fishing for information. The Nazis are jittery. They want to know the very worst way when this invasion is really going to come. And by putting out bulletins such as you have heard so far this evening from German sources, they may be trying to find out. The second possibility, of course, is this. In a speech not so long ago, Prime Minister Churchill was talking about the invasion. He said that when this invasion comes, there will be feints, dress rehearsals, and false alarms. Now, if these attacks are in progress, as the Germans report, these attacks, to quote the Prime Minister, could be only feints, dress rehearsals, or false alarms in advance of the real, main, concerted Allied invasion attempt. And the third possibility, of course, is that this really is the invasion, and that the Germans have sent out the first word over their propaganda facilities. But so far, the War Department here in Washington says it has no information. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the invasion news up to this moment. Keep tuned to your NBC stations, which are prepared to bring you the fullest official authoritative news on the invasion. I return you now to the NBC newsroom in New York.
Ladies and gentlemen, You've heard a report from NBC in Washington by Richard Harkness. We return you now to your regular program.
For 1 a.m. Eastern War Time this morning, BBC broadcast Allied High Command urgent instructions to people in Holland, advising them to that if they are living within 35 kilometers, about 18 miles of the coast, to leave their homes immediately, and also to keep off roads, railroads, and bridges. These instructions from BBC followed in less than an hour after a German broadcast announcing that Allied parachute troops had landed in France. That report is not yet confirmed by any Allied sources. These bulletins came to you from the NBC newsroom in New York.
We return you now to our regularly scheduled program.
Western Europe. Before I read them, let me point out that there is no Allied confirmation of these reports. Bulletin from London, Tuesday, June 6th. Three German news agencies tonight flashed word to the world that an Allied invasion of Western France had begun, with Allied parachute troops spilling out of the skies at dawn over the Normandy Peninsula. The German report said that seaborne forces had landed in the Le Havre area. There is no Allied confirmation. The Germans also said that Allied warships were furiously bombarding the big German-held French port of Le Havre at the mouth of the Seine River, 100 miles west of Paris. Berlin also said that German shock troops were hurled against Allied troops who were rushing ashore from landing barges. Le Havre, incidentally, lies 80 miles across the channel from the British coast. DNB, the German news agency, said Dunkirk and Calais, just across the channel from Britain, are now under attack by strong formations of Allied bombers. The German Transocean Agency said the long-expected invasion by the British and the Americans has begun. It began in the first hours of the morning of June 6th by the landing of parachute troops in the area of the mouth of the Seine. Allied headquarters, I repeat, remain silent. DNB agency said Le Havre is being violently bombarded at the present moment. That bulletin came out at 7 a.m. French time, 1 a.m. Eastern War Time. DNB went on to say German naval forces are engaged in fighting with enemy landing craft off the coast. Calais and Dunkirk, which Berlin said were under heavy air attack, are also important French ports along the invasion coast, just 150 miles northeast of Le Havre. DNB added that no enemy landings have been made as yet at Calais and Dunkirk. That obviously is an indication that the Germans are expecting Allied assaults all along the French coast. And just a little while ago, London radio broadcast urgent instructions to the people of Holland. These instructions told the people of Holland living within 18 miles of the coast to leave their homes immediately and to keep off the roads, railroads, and bridges. Let me repeat that there is, as yet, no Allied confirmation of any of these Berlin reports. This is the NBC newsroom in New York.
We return you now to your regularly scheduled program. The National Broadcasting Company will continue its network service throughout the remainder of the night in view of the important, but so far unconfirmed, reports from overseas. Now, for a report from NBC's observers in the nation's capital, we take you to Washington.
And this is Richard Harkness in the NBC newsroom in Washington. The Germans are proclaiming this morning, without Allied confirmation, that the Allied invasion of Europe has begun. The Germans say that Allied airborne troops are parachuting down over France and that Allied naval forces are bombarding Le Havre, the French port across the channel from Britain. So far, ladies and gentlemen, the news is this. The first word of this invasion, if it is an invasion, came from the Nazis. At 12:37 o'clock this morning, which is 6:37 a.m. in Great Britain, this word came flashing into the NBC newsroom from London. London, Tuesday, June 6th. The German news agency, Transocean, said today in a broadcast that the Allied invasion had begun. Then, a few minutes later, the Nazi radio said this, that Allied warships are, I beg your pardon, that German warships are battling enemy landing ships at Le Havre. That German warships are battling enemy, which would be Allied landing ships, at Le Havre. Now, this German broadcast was recorded by the Associated Press in London and dispatched to this country. The broadcast added that Allied ships were bombarding the French city, which is just across the English Channel, some 80 miles from Great Britain. Still, there was and is no Allied confirmation of these reports. Then at 12:58 o'clock this morning, this bit of news, completely negative, came from Washington. The bulletin said this, the War Department says it has no information on reports by the German radio that invasion operations have begun on the French Channel coast. And then, only a few minutes ago, Elmer Davis, director of the Office of War Information, rushed to his headquarters here in Washington this morning immediately after being notified of these German reports. Elmer Davis told a reporter, "We have no more information than you have. I'll stay here until I find out whether the story is true or not." And by 1:45 a.m. this morning, almost the entire public relations staff at the War Department had reported for duty in the big Pentagon building across the Potomac River in Virginia. Despite the fact of no Allied confirmation, only a few minutes later, there came a bulletin from London which seemed, at least, to indicate that activities of a military nature were underway across the Channel. And coming quickly on the heels of our liberation of Rome, and so quickly, too, after President Roosevelt's address to the United States last night on our triumph in Italy. Shortly before 7 o'clock European time, the British Broadcasting Corporation, which is an official British government branch, issued urgent instructions to the citizens of Holland in the strategic lowlands. The BBC advised all Hollanders living within 18 miles of the invasion coast to leave their homes immediately, to keep off the roads, to keep off the railroad lines, and to keep away from all bridges. And then, only a few minutes ago, another BBC broadcast recorded in New York warned residents of France that a new phase of the air war against the continent had begun and told them to stand by for further instructions that would be dropped by leaflet from American and British planes. And still later, the official German news agency, DNB, came into the picture with the German version of the news this evening. DNB said that Allied airborne troops were being landed in the vicinity of the Seine River, which is in the neighborhood of Le Havre. Presumably, the Germans said, the task of these airborne troops was to take a number of aerodromes on the continent of Europe. These troops, the Nazis went on, were parachuting down on the tip of the Normandy Peninsula. Now, that is the spot news on the invasion so far this evening. Only German claims with no confirmation whatsoever from any Allied force, either official or unofficial. And here in the studio with me in Washington this evening is my good friend and colleague, Morgan Beatty, NBC war analyst and Washington commentator. Mr. Beatty was in Britain during the preparations for the invasion, which still may be yet to come. And he is here this evening to discuss the aspects of the news as we have it so far. Here is Morgan Beatty.
Thank you, Dick. The important, tangible information the Germans give us about the invasion, they say give us about the invasion. Local patrols. Patrols backed by general support further back. Thus, the whole German problem along the Atlantic coast is to determine which attack from the Allies should be the real thing, so that their support forces can be called up to meet Allied attacks. If they fail in this piece of detective work, they'll find their main support forces wasting their time on empty coastal areas while Allied forces elsewhere make headway against very small protective garrisons. So, from the German point of view, it doesn't matter whether invasion has actually started or not. They want to fish for all they can get in the way of information. In the background, of course, They have their own information as to our preparations, information which they are careful to keep away from us. In this situation, it's only natural that the Allied High Command is not going to put out reports about Allied activity, if any, at this time. The Allied job, in case we should attack in the Le Havre area, is to prevent the Germans from knowing where to bring their support forces, their reinforcements, for a coastal area, that is, a coastal area, in fact, lightly held except for guns. It's noteworthy at this point that the Germans discovered the Dieppe raiders through their naval patrols. They depend on those patrols to signal the first Allied activities that depart from the normal. It's on the report of these patrols that their support forces further back must be called up. The German army, the main army defending that part of France behind Le Havre and similar coastal areas in that area, is probably based 20 to 40 miles back of the Atlantic. It's probable that the German left flank is based on Saint-Nazaire on the Atlantic and their right flank in this zone on the Meuse River in Belgium. Between these two points, some 300 miles, the line runs along the Sarthe River to the Seine, north of Paris, then into Belgium along the Oise River. The Germans, by their reports to date, clearly indicate that they expect the Allies are trying to flush their defenses in this general line, that we are aiming either at Brittany or Normandy or Le Havre itself, the port for Paris. The most interesting phase of all these German bulletins we have been reporting to you is that the Allies have nothing to say anywhere, either in London or in Washington. So far as the Allied High Command is concerned, at this point, this is just another night.
You have just heard Richard Harkness and Morgan Beatty speaking from the NBC newsroom in Washington, bringing you a summary of the latest developments in the Germans' claim that invasion of Europe has started. Mr. Harkness and Mr. Beatty, along with other members of NBC's news staffs in Washington and New York, will continue throughout the night to keep our listeners informed of any later developments. We return you now to New York.
The National Broadcasting Company continues its coverage of these important but so far unconfirmed reports from overseas with Robert St. John speaking from the NBC newsroom in New York.
Here is one bulletin from London which we can all believe. Londoners were awakened in the early hours of this morning by the roar of planes. Londoners and the people on the coast of England saw the largest force of bombers and fighters ever to take the air. Fighters and bombers sailing away across the Channel. The latest Berlin broadcast is one which reveals the diabolical humor of the Nazis. It was the following brief announcement in English. This is D-Day. We shall now bring music for the Allied invasion forces. Diabolical humor. And now here's a little background to these German claims of Allied landings in France. For weeks now, the Allied Supreme Command has been warning French patriots to be on their guard, to be ready. The Patriot Underground Legions of France have actually been ordered to stand by for a flash which would send them against the Germans as skillful saboteurs and Allied intelligence agents. The biggest military armadas in history have been gathered in British ports for months and months. Huge stockpiles of equipment and vast concentrations of men, Americans, Britons, Canadians, Poles, Dutch, and many other nationalities, have been centered in British invasion bases. Allied broadcasts have warned for months past that the Germans might put out a false announcement of Allied invasion operations in an effort to bring patriot French forces out into the open for annihilation. There's also the possibility that if the announcement is true, it is still only a diversion or a large-scale raid. The Allies have been planning invasions since soon after the British routed Dunkirk 4 years ago. The Tehran conference with President Roosevelt, Mr. Churchill, and Premier Stalin also declared that the Allies would launch an invasion from the west. The Germans have picked two ace commanders, Field Marshals von Rundstedt and Field Marshal Rommel, to face the threatened Allied tide in the west. The Allies have not expected a major German counterblow to develop after any Allied invasion until several days after the initial Allied troops fight their way ashore. In an amphibious operation of such gigantic size and complexity, it's been expected that the Germans would hold their main forces in reserve until it was determined where the major Allied force would strike. The reported blow against the main Axis-fortified western wall is a little more than 4 years after the British retreat from Dunkirk. Whether deception or not, the reported landing again set in motion Germany's bristling defense garrisons. This port of Le Havre, which is talked about so much in the German claims, is one of the most important ports in all of France, in fact, in all of Europe. It has great dock areas, which would be suitable for an Allied invasion once they were seized. Now, just to summarize, three German news agencies in the early hours of this morning flashed word to the world that an Allied invasion of Western France had begun, that it had begun with Allied parachute troops spilling out of the skies just about dawn over the Normandy coast. The Germans also claimed that seaborne forces landed in the Le Havre area. They also said that Allied warships were furiously bombarding the big German-held French port of Le Havre, which is just 100 miles west of Paris.
From the NBC newsroom in New York and in Washington, the National Broadcasting Company has brought its listeners a commentary on the German report of Allied landings in France. The commentaries by Robert St. John, Richard Harkness, and Morgan Beatty. The National Broadcasting Company will continue its network service throughout the remainder of the night in view of the important but so far unconfirmed reports from overseas. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
London Radio has just issued a warning from the Supreme Allied Commander advising the French people to leave the entire coastline of France. And here's another bulletin, also from London, which says, the German military commentator, Captain Ludwig Sartorius, made the first comment on the reported invasion today. He said, the great contest between the Reich and the Anglo-Americans has begun.
We return you now to your regularly scheduled program.
Which incidentally are not confirmed by the Allies, reports that German warships are fighting Allied landing ships around the Seine estuary just 80 miles from the South England coast, and that Allied paratroopers are being landed in France. That bulletin comes from the United Press.
The National Broadcasting Company will continue its network service throughout the remainder of the night. There'll be a full 5-minute period of news at 2:55, so stay tuned to your NBC station for further details. We return you now to your regularly scheduled program.
The NBC newsroom in New York, we are bringing you coverage of tonight's announcement from German radio stations and news agencies, the announcement that the Allied forces are making landings on the continent of Europe. There have been no efforts on the part of the Allied command to confirm or to deny these reports. Because of the importance of keeping the nation informed on the developments of the night, the National Broadcasting Company will continue to give service to its nationwide network of stations for the remainder of the night. Ordinarily, this is the hour when our stations sign off for the evening. We will continue transmission over the entire network of NBC's 146 affiliated stations. And now for a summary of the news tonight, here is NBC's former overseas reporter and commentator, Robert St. John.
Before we go into the German reports, let me tell you all that London has said so far. Not long ago, London Radio warned the French people to leave the coastline to a depth of 22 miles.
and to keep off the roads, to avoid crowds, and to keep in the country and in the woods. That broadcast followed, by just a short time, another broadcast to the people of Holland, in which they were warned that if they lived within 18 miles of the coast, they should leave their homes and keep off the roads and the railroads and bridges. And then, from London, comes a bulletin, which we can believe, a bulletin that Londoners were awakened in the early hours of this morning by the roar of planes. Londoners and the people on the coast of England saw the largest force of bombers and fighters ever to take the air, saw them sailing away across the Channel to Europe. And then here's a bulletin which says that Luxembourg Radio has announced that Allied planes are over Germany. And now let's review what's happened so far. Shortly after midnight, three German news agencies began broadcasting reports that the Allies had started the invasion of northern France this morning. But, let me repeat, there is no confirmation of this from any Allied source so far. At this hour, it's impossible to know whether the enemy report is true or not. The first German report came shortly after midnight Eastern wartime. It told of German warships battling enemy landing barges at Le Havre, the French port at the mouth of the River Seine. This was followed quickly by a second German report that the invasion had begun with operations by Allied airborne troops and Allied ships around Le Havre. A series of bulletins from German sources then gave further alleged details. They said that Allied airborne troops were landing along the coast all the way from the mouth of the River Seine, where it empties into the English Channel, to the area of the Normandy Peninsula, which is approximately the Belgian coast. One German report said that Allied landings were being made in the area of the Somme River estuary, which is about midway along the French coast from the Seine mouth to the Belgian border. But let me emphasize that all this has been coming from the Germans. From the Allied side, there has been no announcement hinting at an invasion. One broadcast by the British told the French people that leaflets would be dropped, warning them of which towns were to be raided, possibly 1 hour beforehand. The French were told that they would get all the instructions they needed from these leaflets. Strangely enough, while Berlin has been doing all this talking about invasion, insisting that this is D-Day, strangely enough, Paris radio has said nothing at all about this Allied invasion. Here's a bulletin from Washington which says the executive director of overseas broadcasting for OWI says, "We don't touch a thing unless and until it is announced officially." And nothing has been announced officially so far.
This report has come to you from Robert St. John in the NBC newsroom in New York. Ladies and gentlemen, the National Broadcasting Company is announcing to its stations over the country that the entire network will be kept open beyond our usual closing hour of 3 o'clock Eastern wartime. We will continue broadcasting throughout the night. Stay tuned to your NBC station for complete coverage. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Berlin Radio has just said that combined British-American landing operations against the western coast of Europe from the sea and air are stretching over the entire area between Cherbourg and Le Havre. Now, that's a distance of about 60 miles, but remember, there is no Allied confirmation of this report. And here's another bulletin from London, United Press. The German DNB agency said today in a broadcast, which is unconfirmed from Allied sources, that six heavy warships and 20 destroyers are lying before the Seine estuary off the coast of France. I presume that they mean Allied warships and Allied destroyers. And now here's a bulletin, an Allied bulletin, giving us details of that broadcast made a little earlier in the morning by a spokesman for General Dwight D. Eisenhower. This spokesman told the people in the broadcast, the people living on Europe's invasion coast, that a new phase of the Allied air offensive has started, and he warned them to move inland to a depth of 35 kilometers, or about 22 miles. Now, listen to the interesting wording of this set of instructions. Quote, "A new phase of the air offensive has started. It will affect the entire coastal zone situated not less than 35 kilometers inland from the French coast.
People will be advised by special announcements dropped from Allied planes. The attack will take place not less than 1 hour later. As soon as the warning has been given, the following orders are to be followed. First, leave the town at once. Second, choose such a route out of town as to avoid the main road. Third, leave on foot, only carrying essentials. Fourth, go to the country at least 2 kilometers from town. Do not assemble in groups which might appear to be troop concentrations. The broadcast then advised the people to keep as far as possible away from roads and railroad lines and to take nothing with them which they could not carry personally. The spokesman concluded this broadcast to the people of Europe living along the invasion coast with the advice that those able to leave the 35-kilometer coastal belt should do so at once, adding that those who cannot leave now must do so when the Allies give warning. This is a special bulletin brought to you from the NBC newsroom in New York. This is Robert St. John in the NBC newsroom in New York. Ladies and gentlemen, we may be approaching a fateful hour. All night long, bulletins have been pouring in from Berlin claiming that D-Day is here, claiming that the invasion of Western Europe has begun. Let me read you several of the latest bulletins. One says that a report, unconfirmed by Allied sources, of course, says that heavy fighting is taking place between the Germans and invasion forces on the Normandy Peninsula, about 31 miles southwest of Le Havre. Another bulletin, also from Berlin Radio and unconfirmed, says the British-American landing operations against the western coast of Europe from the sea and from the air are stretching over the entire area between Cherbourg and Le Havre, a distance of about 60 miles. I repeat, there is no confirmation. And here's another bulletin just in, DNB, the German agency says, this is unconfirmed, that the most important airdromes in the area of the Normandy Peninsula of France have been wiped out. Now, I presume that means wiped out by the Allies. As you may have heard on earlier broadcasts, all three German news agencies have begun broadcasting these stories that the invasion is here. But there is no Allied confirmation as yet. The first report came out shortly after midnight, and since then we've been flooded with reports from Berlin. Paris Radio, strangely enough, has not confirmed any of these reports. And now we have just been informed that we can expect, in a very few seconds, a very important broadcast from the British capital. And so now we take you to London.
Expeditionary Force.
The text of communique number one will be released to the press and radio of the United Nations in 10 seconds. Repeat, 10 seconds from now. Command of General Eisenhower, Allied naval forces, supported by strong air forces, began landing Allied armies this morning on the northern coast of France. The communique will be repeated. Under the command of General Eisenhower, Allied naval forces, supported by strong air forces, began landing Allied armies this morning on the northern coast of France. This ends the reading of communique number one from Supreme Headquarters, Allied Expeditionary Force.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is New York, NBC Newsroom again. Men and women of the United States, this is a momentous hour in world history. This is the invasion of Hitler's Europe, the zero hour of the Second Front. The men of General Dwight Eisenhower are leaving their landing barges, fighting their way up the beaches into the fortress of Nazi Europe. They are moving in from the sea to attack the enemy under a mammoth cloud of fighter planes, under a ceiling of screaming shells from Allied warships. The first news flashes do not say, but a large proportion of this assault is believed to be in the hands of American men. They are making the attack side by side with the British Tommies who were bombed and blasted out of Europe at Dunkirk. Now, at this hour, they are bombing and blasting their way back again. This is the European front, once again being established in fire and blood, not only by the Americans and British, but by many allies in the fight against Axis aggression. This is the supreme test of Allied spirit and of Allied weapons. The world's greatest military undertaking is underway. Casualties in this mammoth operation in the subsequent drive inland may reach a dreadful toll. The German war machine is still powerful and is still strongly entrenched. Our invasion forces are on the offensive against Nazi troops who have been ordered to die rather than retreat. However, die or retreat they must, for this attack up the shores of Europe is being made with all the strength the Allied command can throw into battle. Eisenhower, the commander, has promised that his men will bring victory in Europe in 1944. The first aim of the Americans and the British will be to secure their beachheads, and then the capture or building of airfields so that our planes from European bases can carry on the task of blasting loose the enemy from his prepared positions farther back. That task now is assigned to our planes flying out of England right now. And you have already heard the flash that came from London. The flash, the official Allied announcement that the invasion of Western Europe has begun, that D-Day is here, that H-hour has struck. Air power paved the way for this mighty assault in the West. Nazi targets have been hammered day and night in an offensive which has steadily grown in destructive violence. Thousands of planes each day have flown cross-channel up from Italy and Africa to tear up German gun emplacements which have been 4 years in the making. Airfields have been knocked out of operation, and the German Air Force, with its wings very badly clipped, has been based farther and farther inland, closer and closer to the German homeland itself. And now, let me go on a little bit more. These Allied air blows were methodically driven home to prepare the way for amphibious assault.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for a special broadcast, we take you to London, England.
Wolf. 10 seconds. Stand by. 8 seconds. 5 seconds. Stand by. 3, 2.
The following is the order of the day issued today by General Eisenhower to each individual of the Allied Expeditionary Force. Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened. He will fight savagely. But this is the year 1944. Much has happened since the Nazi triumphs of 1940-41. The United Nations have inflicted upon the Germans great defeat in open battle, man to man. Our air offensive has seriously reduced their strength in the air and their capacity to wage war on the ground. Our home fronts have given us an overwhelming superiority in weapons and munitions of war and placed at our disposal great reserves of trained fighting men. The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck, and let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking. This order was distributed to assault elements after their embarkation. It was read by appropriate commanders to all other troops in the Allied Expeditionary Force. I return you now to the United States.
Broadcasters, is everyone taking the official program starting at 47? This is McCall speaking. Yes.
Got a stopwatch. Click this. Stick in front of me. Good morning, everybody. We have just had the first communique from General Eisenhower's headquarters on the invasion. Here is its text. Under the command of General Eisenhower, Allied naval forces, supported by strong air forces, began landing Allied armies this morning on the northern coast of France. And we have also had the first order of the day, the one issued by General Eisenhower, wishing Godspeed to his troops as they left the shores of Britain for the shores of northern France. He told them that they were about to embark on the great crusade. He reminded them that the eyes of the world are upon them, that the hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere in the world are with you. He warned them that the task which they confront is not easy, that the enemy will fight savagely. And he urged upon them devotion to duty, perseverance in the task, and asked the blessing of God upon the great enterprise that the liberty-loving peoples of the world have undertaken this morning. The attack is against northern France. That much we have known as a result of the German bulletins which have been pouring in upon us all morning. It is only natural that the Germans should report first, since they are the objects of our attack, since they naturally feel its force before we feel prepared to announce it to the world. But now it is official. We know that the long delay, the anxious days and weeks through which we have all passed are over. The great adventure has begun. The final chapter in the history of the Second World War is being written.
H.V. Kaltenborn, as heard in the early hours of D-Day, the 6th of June, 1944, over WEAF New York and the NBC Radio Network. That concludes this week's broadcast of Echoes of a Century. This program was an independent production by Doll Shoe Radio Creations, copyright 2005. Produced in the studios of WLSU La Crosse, an affiliate of Wisconsin Public Radio, on the La Crosse campus of the University of Wisconsin. I'm King David McKenzie. Thanks for listening. I hope that you'll join us again at this same time next week. Until then, remember, fear and God do not inhabit the same space.